Adam.
Welcome back to the High Times Cannabis Cup. We are winding down day three here in Denver, Colorado at the Denver Mart. It's 6:30 almost, although we've been smoking and dabbing so much it feels a lot later than that. And who comes walking by the desk but N.A. Poe right here from the East Coast representing.
Yeah.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Russ. Denver is a dream. I feel like Alice in Wonderland.
I imagine so. And for people out there new to the show, new to listening, tell folks a little thumbnail sketch of your story and how you came to be an activist and came to be out here.
Sure. I started at Occupy Philadelphia, and then we started doing a protest called Smoke Down Prohibition at the Liberty Bell in Philly, which led to my arrest. And also led to a lot of change in Philly. And Chris Goldstein and I really worked hard to decriminalize weed in Philadelphia. And now it's decriminalized. And now I'm off of probation. And now I'm sitting across from Russ Belville in Denver. And you know what? In the end of it, it makes it all worth it, bro.
So, folks, when the federal government tells you, oh, we don't go after the individual users, we go after the drug kingpins, this man can tell you that's not true.
And leaders of movements as well.
That's right. And of course, you heard him mention Chris Goldstein, who is the creator of my career, basically. He was the inventor of the Normal Daily Audio Stash podcast, and I got to do that and then do this. And how's Chris doing? I know he's still under probation. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's funny. We started recording the Freedom Leaf podcast, and we're looking to come back at you. You created him. He's coming back.
Yeah, the circle is complete.
But he's doing good. I mean, it's hard, you know, to be like the way we're so involved in reform work as well. It's so hard not to grab a bowl or grab a joint or something like that. So Chris is struggling through it. But I think he'll realize, too, in the long run that, you know, this makes it all worth it when you actually create real change, Russ. And then you're out here and you're seeing the legal market and you're seeing tax and regulate work and you're seeing Denver not being on fire or whatever. It really, you know, gives you hope, and I'm hoping that we can lead the charge on the East Coast to do that.
So now you're off probation. Is there any new protests or events you need to tell people about that you're up to?
Yeah, well, I started a project in Philly called Smoke Down Philly, and what it is it's me going around to major landmarks in Philadelphia smoking marijuana openly to call attention to causes. So first I went to Geno Steaks, and we smoked weed openly because black people get arrested 4-1 to white people. So I wanted to point that out. Then we went to the Phillies game, the home opener, and we smoked it out with me and Mike White, a veteran, for PTSD. So
yes.
People walk by and they saw. So we're going all around to all different landmarks in Philly, the Rocky statue, all different places to try to draw attention to you know, what marijuana could fix. Our schools are closing in Philly. I mean, let's regrow the economy. Hey, you hate those potholes? Well, let's open some pot stores, you know, Russ?
That's right. That's right. So if people want to get in touch with you, contact info or to support in any way what you're doing, how do they do that?
Sure. Just look me up on Facebook. It's Nikki Allen Poe. And on Twitter is at the Panic Hour. We're always open to suggestions and questions, comments, or concerns, Russ.
All right. Thanks so much. We're going to hear a lot more from Poe here on 420 Radio. We're going to get the Freedom Leaf podcast going and replayed here as often as we can. Thanks for stopping by the desk. And I know we better get out there and do some smoking before this thing's closed down.
I hear that, Russ.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. We got more from the Cannabis Cup coming up right after this.